What are you living for? And what is your motivation? You'll never have a better day than one where you know your purpose. There's a really great scene in the Gospel of John when Jesus talks to his disciples at the Passover dinner on his last night of ministry on earth. He knows he is about to die, and he gives them his heart. Jesus tells them his love for them is not based on them following his commandments, but rather, the person who obeys his commandments is the person who loves him. Do you hear that difference? His love is not a conditional love. Jesus says that obedience is evidence of love. If you're truly a Jesus follower, your motivation isn't to follow rules, but to make the name of Jesus known with everything you do and say. So what is your motivation? Are you exhausted by trying to follow the rules for the sake of just being a good person? Well, join me as we meditate, reflect, and pray about abiding in Christ from John chapter 14, verse 21. But first, join me in a brief time of opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, that question hits home for me. I don't know that I've ever said it this way, but I'll admit my actions betray me sometimes. I think you like me better if I follow your rules. If I modify my behavior, then you will love me deeper. That's so not true. You can't love me any more than you do, or any less. How beautiful is your way, and how exhausting is mine. Help me rest in your love today. Help me accept that truth. Help me abide in it. And help me abide in you. And it's in your name I offer and acknowledge this in prayer. Amen. How much energy are you expending trying to follow God's rules? As we begin, stop here and confess that, release that, and feel His cleansing. How do you feel abiding in His unconditional love? With your eyes still closed, take another deep and cleansing breath as we continue. Posture yourself as you settle into His presence, as He prepares you for time with Him in prayer. Wherever you are right now, you are in the presence of God. Give Him your full attention as you center and focus on Him. And listen carefully as He gives you a gift in this passage from John chapter 14, verse 21. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. What did you hear? Listen carefully as I read that again. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. What did you notice? Take a moment right now to center on that word or thought that God just gave you. It's subtle, but we can't miss this. The message of the gospel turns on it. Notice it doesn't say, I will love whoever keeps my commandments. It says, we show our love to God by keeping His commandments. But He will love us regardless. Do you hear the difference? What is your response to that difference in prayer? With eyes still closed, listen again as I read from John chapter 14, verse 21. The person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves me, and whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him, and I will make myself real to him. What did you hear? Anything new or clearer or unexpected? Take a moment right now to center on that again, deeper in your time with God. Okay, but what are these commandments? Jesus said first, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." We show our love to God by following this command. Do you? How today are you loving the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind? Answer him in prayer. Jesus went on to answer that the second greatest command is that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But do you? How today are you loving the Lord your God by loving your neighbor as yourself? Answer him now in prayer. What a beautiful place to stop and give thanks to him for this truth, for the gospel, that the depth of his love for us doesn't depend on the depth of our love for him. His grace loves us anyway. Respond to that simple truth in a moment of overflowing thanks. Listen one and final time as I read and you reflect on John chapter 14, verse 21. If you love me, you will do what I have said, and my Father will love you. I will also love you and show you what I am like. Love is a common theme with John, and it's no surprise. Jesus loved him deeply. It seems that John had a closer relationship with Jesus than any of the other disciples. Jesus entrusted John with the care of his mother. He gave John the vision of the transfiguration. He allowed John to witness his most amazing miracles, and later, he gave John the book of Revelation. John knew what it felt like to be loved by Jesus. Do you? Take time to imagine yourself as John, knowing the unsearchable depths of the love of Jesus in your life. How does that feel? Respond to him now in prayer. In 1 John chapter 2, John again reminds us that whoever habitually keeps his word and obeys his precepts and treasures his message in its entirety, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. It is completed and has reached maturity. By this we know for certain that we are in him. Look carefully for a moment. How do you see God revealing himself in you? His presence in you being truly perfected, completed, and reaching its maturity in and through you. Look for it carefully now, and ponder and reflect on it in prayer. Early church tradition was unanimous in identifying John as the disciple whom Jesus loved. John himself mentions it. Is that arrogant of John to say that? It really doesn't matter whether he's being arrogant or not. He's still loved by Jesus. Remember, Jesus chose the lesser ones to make them somebody. Even if it is arrogant, is he not still loved by Jesus? We all have flaws, but are still loved. And how amazing is he to love us, whether being humble or arrogant? What about your personality is hardest to love, yet he loves you anyway? Ponder and thank him for that now. Join me in a time of closing prayer. Dear Jesus, you changed everything when you came to earth. When you broke bread with your 12 disciples that night, you spoke words you knew I would hear today. Because of you, I am free from rules for their own sake. I am free from selfish living. Give me a view of you today. Give me the capacity to love you with everything I do today. Thank you for loving me so gracefully, so unconditionally. And it's in your holy name that I pray. Amen. So when you feel ready, take a stretch and slowly and softly open your eyes. But before heading off too quickly, I want you to consider this. Write down a few words describing what it means for you to abide in Jesus and Jesus to abide in you. What does the word abide mean to you? And how can you experience it today? I hope you consider doing that, just as I hope you come back here to meditate, reflect, pray, and abide in Christ.